As we celebrate Memorial Day, it is a good time to reflect on our history of service. And Michigan units, 105 years ago, were called to serve in the unlikeliest of places as we were battling the Hun in World War I. And the rest of our forces were engaged in the battle in Europe. Several units of Michigan soldiers were sent to the frozen tundra of Russia to fight Russians. That's right. We were in an undeclared war with Russia. And this is all going to be marked this Memorial Day weekend at the Whitechapel Memorial Park Cemetery in Troy. And we welcome in David Krall, Vice President of Whitechapel, to JR Morning. David, good morning.
Good morning, Guy. How are you?
I'm great. I am so glad you're highlighting this. This is one of the great, untold history stories of Detroit. Explain why this unit of Michiganders and Americans were detached from fighting Germany and thrown into Russia unprepared, underarmed, and really left there well beyond the armistice.
Absolutely. This was actually the first time American forces actually fought Russians on Russian soil was in 1918 to 1919. Woodrow Wilson was asked by Great Britain and France to join the Allied intervention in northern Russia because after the Russian Revolution of 1917, the communists came to an armistice with the Central Powers in early December 1917, freeing German troops to face the remaining Allies on the Western Front. So Great Britain and France desperately wanted the Russians to reopen the Eastern Front and split the German forces. So they wanted to they had three goals when the American forces went to Russia, and they were identified as the American North Russia Expeditionary Force, but they became later known as the Polar Bear Expedition. And they were mostly from Detroit, mostly from Michigan. Over 5,000 went over there to Archangel, Russia, and they had three goals. One was to prevent the Allied war material stockpiles in Archangel from falling into German or Bolshevik hands, and then rescue the Czech Legion, which was stranded along the Trans-Siberian Railroad, and three, resurrect the Eastern Front by defeating the Red Army with the assistance of Czech Legion and the anti-Bolshevik forces or the White Russians.
This is really interesting. I didn't even know about it, but reading here, it seems that they weren't celebrated for their heroism until much later. Their bodies weren't even returned to our country until much, much later.
They were trapped. The armistice was signed in November. They were there from September 1918 when they landed, and then at the end of October, their offensive campaign stalled. And they were stuck there throughout the winter unimaginable conditions, 150 below degree weather. That's why they adopted the insignia of the polar bears, because they were in such deep, cold weather and snow, and they had to endure the Spanish flu. It was just harsh conditions. But yes, there was over 210 casualties that was they suffered there, including 110 deaths.
Cold and disease was much more lethal than the Russians.
Yes, 90% of which of the deaths were caused by the Spanish flu.
Wow. And David, 56 polar bear soldiers are reburied there at Whitechapel?
Yes. There's 56 buried around a special area in Whitechapel Cemetery, and there's in the middle of that special area stands a monument of a polar bear standing guard over those 56 men who gave up the ultimate price for their country.
For those of you that want to do a deeper dive into this, the Detroit History Podcast that Tim Kiska does just did a segment on this. There's also a wonderful book called The Polar Bear Expedition by James Carl Nelson. It's a terrific book. So how is it, and why was it, David, that, we signed the armistice in November 11th, 1919. World War I ended, but our guys weren't brought home. Why why didn't peace come to them?
Well, the shipping lanes were frozen. They could not get out of the Arctic Ocean, the Barents and White Seas. They were all frozen until the spring and early summer of 1919, when the icebreakers could get in there, the polar bears were finally on their way home. And then 10 years later, an expedition by the veterans of foreign wars and some polar bears, unbeknownst to the Russians, went in the autumn of 1929 to Russia on a recovery mission to identify and brought out the remains of 86 U.S. soldiers.
Mm-hmm. And David, before the polar bear memorial on Monday, on Sunday, the Birmingham Concert Band is going to be playing as well. And just talk about how music contributes to the atmosphere and the remembrance and reflection of Memorial Day.
Yes, on Sunday we'll have a free concert at 3 p.m. That everyone is welcome to come and enjoy. It'll be a number of patriotic songs in remembrance of our fallen heroes. We pay tribute to all of our veterans who are in the audience with a special token to them, and we hope to have everybody come out and enjoy that as well.
Memorial Day is fun, and it's this long weekend, but it means something, and we should certainly stop and think about people who gave the ultimate sacrifice for us.
Right. I recall the pledge by Martin Treptow, who left his job in a small town barbershop in 1917 to go to France with the Rainbow Division. And when he's there on the Western Front, he was killed trying to carry a message between battalions under heavy artillery fire. And he on his body, he was found his diary, and on a flyleaf under the heading "My Pledge," he had written these words: "America must win this war. Therefore, I will work. I will save. I will sacrifice. I will endure. I will fight cheerfully and do my utmost, as if the issue of the whole struggle depended on me alone." I personally believe that many of those over the years who gave their lives for our country and our liberty share Martin Treptow's pledge. And I think it's up to all of us to remember service and sacrifice of all of our servicemen and women who've given the ultimate sacrifice on this Memorial Day weekend.
Boy, that's a good...
I got chills.
Man, that's a good place to end it, the Treptow pledge. David Krall, thank you so much for remembering our polar bears. And we should point out that the Americans back home here in Michigan, the rest of the world forgot about them. We didn't. And Michigan campaigned heavily with the administration to get them back, to rescue them. And
yes, we did.
And there was one heck of a celebration when they came home.
Yeah, the first ceremony on May 30th, 1930, which was on Memorial Day, over 10,000 came to pay respects at Whitechapel Memorial Park Cemetery. It was just a sea of people out there. I have the pictures of that first ceremony, and it's just remarkable. I mean, the funeral procession from Detroit all the way out to Troy is just incredible.
Right. In those days, it wasn't an easy trip. David, thank you so much, and we will remember the polar bears as we remember all those that served our country. Thank you, and have a wonderful Memorial Day.
Well, thank you, and I just want to invite everybody to come out on Memorial Day at 11 a.m. for that polar bear and Memorial Day service this weekend.
All right. David Krall at Whitechapel Cemetery. When we come back, the latest from Israel, 635.